亲爱的天父，感谢你，因为你是我们的救主，我们有这样美好的福音，我们高兴，我们得到了这个福音，我们快乐，我们要把这个福音分享给还没有信主的人，让我们每个人都有这样一份心志，把福音传到地极，把神的爱传给还有很多不知道的人，让我们每个人都能够做一个传福音的基督徒，做一个大使命的基督徒。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。今天我要给大家讲一个题目，是大使命的基督徒。
Today our topic message is Great Commission Christian。
我用的经文还是上一个礼拜天 Elaine Luke 用的经文。
And the scripture passages are the same as last week which was used by Elaine。
哥林多前书第九章十九到二十七节是一个很宝贵的一段经文。
The scriptures are presented in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23 are very good treasure.
什么叫大使命的基督徒？
What is Great Commission Christian?
基督徒有两种。
There are two kinds of Christians.
一种叫普通的基督徒。
There's the normal Christians.
一种是大使命的基督徒。
There's Great Commission.
他把这个耶稣基督给我们的一个使命一直放在心里。
The Great Commission Christians always remember in their heart of the commission given by Christ to us.
你知道什么叫大使命吗？
What is Great Commission?
谁知道这个？
Any of us know?
如果你连大使命都不知道，你就肯定不是大使命基督徒。
If we don't, we're not one of the Great Commission Christians.
这个大使命如果都讲不出来的话，你去做什么？谁知道？我想一定很多人知道。你不要客气。在圣经什么地方？马太福音，我们一起来看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章第十八节。
Verse 18.Chapter 28, verse 18.
我们通常称耶稣这段话叫大使命，非常重要的使命。
We refer this verse as Great Commission.
耶稣给我们一个命令，一个非常重要的命令。这个命令说，耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Baptizing them in the name of Father,and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'll be with you always to the very end of the age.
简单的来说，大使命就是这样几个内容，去是第一个。
In simple language, the Great Commission has the command of going.
其次，让使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
最后，凡我所教训你们的，都使他们遵守。
And teach them whatever I have taught you.
这三个方面都蛮重要的，不能够忽视任何一个方面。
So all the three aspects are very important.
以后有机会我们再来分享。我想今天先来说明一下，大使命就是要让很多人。知道耶稣，信耶稣，做耶稣的门徒。
Today, our focus will be the meaning of the Great Commission is to make all nations knowing Jesus and follow Jesus, be His disciple.
这个大使命的基督徒不是我发明的。
The Great Commission Christians is not a term we invented.
你知道什么叫宣道会？
What is the alliance church?
宣道会什么意思?
What is a missionary alliance?
大家都来参加，我们这个是宣道会。你加入这个宣道会，你不搞清楚宣道会什么意思，你加入进来有什么用呢？
We are part of the missionary alliance system.
我加入这个宣道会，我很认真的。我首先要考虑清楚这个宣道会到底是什么。
When I was deciding to join this missionary alliance, and I have given great thoughts about it.
这个宣道会有一个宗旨，我今天在你们这个 bulletin 上面我已经打出来了。Missionary
alliance has a mission statement.
这个宗旨怎么讲法的？
It says,
宣道会是由一批大使命基督徒组成的宣教运动，通过在世界各地建立基督的教会，而使神得到荣耀。It's
written, the Christians and the Missionary Alliance will be a movement of Great Commission Christians who are glorifying God by building Christ's church worldwide.
所以这个大使命基督徒就是宣道会发明的。
So the Great Commission Christians are a invention of missionary alliance.
这个宣道会非常重视一个基督徒应该是一个大使命的基督徒。
Missionary alliance emphasizes that every Christian should be a missionary Christian, commission Christian.
Great Commission. 所以今天你加入了宣道会，你就是大使命的基督徒。
Today we are members of Missionary Alliance, and we are Great Commission Christians.
大使命的基督徒和一个普通的基督徒差别在什么地方？
What is the difference between the Great Commission Christians?
我们上个礼拜有一位叫 Elaine Luke， 一位美国人到我们这里来。
Last week, Elaine was among us.
上个月我们有一个 Elaine Chen， Elaine Chen， 另外一个 Elaine。
Last month, we have Elaine Chen was among us.
下个礼拜我们有一个 James Dawson， 他要来。
Next Sunday, James Dawson will be with us.
再下一个月还有一个人要来。
The next month, we have another missionary.
我们有一个这个宣教的会，宣教年会。
We have the mission week.
他们都告诉我们一点。One
thing they always say in common.
他们把他们的一生都献给神。
They dedicated their lives.
两个Elaine，一个Elaine是美国人，跑到菲律宾。
The two Elaines, one Elaine is from here in Washington State, doing missions in Philippines.
另外一个Elaine，这个就是我们聂友兰姐妹的女儿，她从美国到兰州。
Another Elaine is Lillian's daughter, and from here going to Nanzhou, China.
据说在兰州，在这个甘肃省，他讲一共只有二十几个美国人，外国人全部。
There was a total sliding over 20 missionary work, all total foreigners in Nanzhou.
一个外国人跑到中国去，一个外国人跑到菲律宾去，干什么去呢？
American in China, American in Philippines, what they are doing?
我们中国人都跑到美国来。
And on the other hand, most Chinese trying to come to U.S.
我们很少有人到那里去。And
very few are going that way.
他们有一个心愿。And
those who went has a mission in their heart.
他们要把耶稣基督的福音传给穷苦的人。They
want to spread the gospel to all those who need.
看到这个 Elaine Luke 的那个幻灯片，我很有感动。
Seeing Elaine Luke's presentation, I was deeply moved.
菲律宾好像比中国还要苦。The
Philippines are in a similar condition or even poorer than Chinese.
这个好多人都光着脚，没有衣服穿。Many
are in bare feet, not having shoes.
Elaine Luke 告诉我，他已经在 菲律宾12年。
Elaine Luke has been in Philippines 12 years.
他还要回去再过4年，就是16年。
And she'll be back for another term, 4 years.
如果这4年完成，他就是快50岁。
When she finishes her next term, she'll be 50 years old.
他把他的青春，他 她的家庭，她的婚姻全部摆上。
So she has dedicated her entire life, her family life, personal life to Jesus Christ.
还有什么比这更宝贵的？
Is there anything more important than that?
还有一位 Elaine 这个更年轻，只有二十几岁。
Now Elaine is even younger.
她在华盛顿大学以很优异的成绩毕业。
And she graduated with honor from University of Washington.
她自愿地到中国去。
And she volunteered to go to China very willingly.
到兰州。
Going 兰州。
她在大学生里面传福音。
And he spread the gospel among the university students.
她为了什么呢？
What is her purpose?
她想得到什么呢？
What is she seeking for?
他有一个心愿，
and she has one heart.
他认为这个福音太宝贵
了。One desire for the gospel.
他只要把这个最宝贵的一个好消息告诉中国的同胞。
And she wants to tell the good news, the best news to the Chinese.
你知道外国人到中国去不容易啊。
And we all know it's not easy, to be in China as a foreigner.
我想到有一位叫戴德森。牧师的
And I remember Hudson.
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson, that I remember Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor 是一个非常出名的一位英国人。
And is a very well-known British.
在一百多年前。
Over 100 years ago.
二十一岁的戴德森。
Hudson Taylor then was only 21 years old.
他一个人。到了中国上海
He went to Shanghai all by himself
到了上海没有人欢迎他
There's no welcome
没有人迎接他
There's nobody to meet him
他只有一个愿望要把耶稣基督的福音传给中国的老百姓
He has only one desire to tell the good news to the Chinese
你要听听他的故事吗
And here's his story
他到了福建的山头
He went to Shantou in Fujian province.
当地的人非常痛恨外国人。
And the locals are very hostile to foreigners.
他说我们在上街的时候没有一次不受到人家侮辱、讥笑、谩骂，叫我们养狗、养猪。
There's not a single time when he go to the street and he was not being cursed and being called dogs and all kind of nasty words.
他说我想我从来没有到过这样恶劣的地方。
And he said he has never been in such a hostile place.
他找不到地方住。
And there's no place he could rent.
没有人愿意借房子给他。
There's nobody want to lend him a shelter.
他最后找到一间卖香烛、卖蜡烛、卖香的那个店的楼上。
He finally find a place on the attic in a candle store.
在那里蚊子、苍蝇、蟑螂、蜈蚣不断地苦待他。
In those places where there's mosquitoes and flies and cockroaches and centipede.
Yeah, centipede. 有一天晚上，他发现衣服里有一样东西不对头。
And one evening, he found there was something underneath his shirt.
他翻开了一看，是一条蜈蚣，两三寸长。
When he finally reached it, and he found it's a centipede about several inches long.
咬他一口，马上肿起来，肿得好厉害。
And he was bitten, and he got a swell in many places.
隔壁的邻居送给他一个老母鸡。
The neighbors come in and sent him a hen.
他不知道这个老母鸡干什么用。
He didn't know what to do with it.
我也不知道这个老母鸡对这个蜈蚣的东西到底怎么用。
I don't know it myself either.
这是1857年的时候。
This is 1857.
就是这位戴德森，他二十一岁到中国，他七十三岁死在中国的长沙。他把他的妻子、他四个孩子一起葬在这个江苏的镇江。
This is the life of Hudson Taylor when he went to China, 21 years old. When he died, he was 73.And he was buried along with his wife, four children.
Four children. 都死在中国的
They all died in China,
土地上
in the land of China.
为什么他们要这样做呢
Why they can commit that much themselves?
因为他们有一个心愿，他们要做一个大使命的基督徒。
Because they have the desire, heart desire to be a great commission Christian.
什么叫大使命的基督徒
？What is great commission Christian?
就是他把传福音当成他自己的一个心愿。
Great commission Christians always have the spreading gospel in their heart.
他把传福音，他成为一个传福音的人。
And that is the gospel spreading person.
首先神要让我们变成一个传福音的人然后我们再去传福音
God first converted us to be a gospel preaching person before we ever go out for the missionary work
神首先要改变我们成为一个人一个传福音的人然后神才会要我们去传福音
God would change us first before he can use us
在这个我们的血液里面都要有传福音的血
The spreading gospel must be part of our blood
这不是一种职业
It's not a profession
这不是一种工作
It's not a work
这就是我们生活的内容
This is part of our life
这就是我们生活的追求
This is what we live for
为什么要这样呢
Why is that?
你看保罗讲
Here's what Paul
我们来学习保罗保罗说他不传福音就有祸了
Paul says there will be a disaster if he does not preach the gospel
保罗被神所感动被神的爱所激励
Paul was always compared by the love of God
在哥林多后书第五章他说原来神的爱激励我
In 2 Corinthians Paul saysthe love of Christ compels me.
正是因为这个神的爱这样激动了他，使他觉得不能不传这个福音。
It is the love of Christ which compels him that he feels compelled.
因为他有得到了这样一个好的福气，得到这样一个好的一个恩典，他不能不给人家分享。
Because of the blessing, he is compelled to do what he was doing.
当他跟人家分享的时候有时候会遭到人家的反对
Whenever he shared the gospel with others he's not always received welcome
有时候人家会讨厌
And some would despise him
我记得我在 Wisconsin 大学的时候
I remember I was in University of Wisconsin
有一次有一位博士这个中国来的大陆来的博士请我到他家吃饭
I was invited to have dinner with one of the PhD from China
做博士后这个 postdoc
he was a postdoc
我就到他家吃饭在吃饭的时候我正准备跟他分享这个福音的时候我还没有讲话那位太太先开口了
and I was about to tell them about Jesus Christ then the wife spoke first
他说我真讨厌那些基督徒、啊、
I really despise the Christians
一天到晚就要给我讲这种耶稣的东西
Every day they talk about Jesus Christ
这是哪个年代了他说
This is a modern time
还信这种东西
Why they would still believe that
哎呀我想我 真要准备跟他分享这个基督的信仰
I hold back and because I was just about to say Jesus Christ to them
我心里在挣扎我在吃饭的时候我一直在想我到底要不要讲
And I have a deep struggle in my heart
我在挣扎
I was struggling myself.
你看保罗也在挣扎。
Paul does that all the time.
他说我想做这件事情但是我觉得做起来好像又不很容易。
Paul said, I want to do it, but it's not easy.
他说我是不得已的。
I was compelled to do it.
不容易的。
It's not easy.
我很喜欢保罗。
I like Paul.
他总是把那心里的挣扎讲出来
He always reveals his deepest struggle
他不是讲高话讲大话讲漂亮话
He's not having all the fancy words all in theory
他讲到人的心里面去
He goes deep into our hearts
我也是这样的体会
And I feel the same
我们传福音有时候我真觉得 这个饭不好吃。
Spreading the gospel is not an easy profession.
人家不欢迎啊。
Because you're not always welcome.
所以保罗说他是不甘心的做一件甘心的事情。
So Paul here is revealing us that he is not willingly doing a very winning thing.
你看这个一种矛盾吗？
And there's a paradox.
这是一件非常好的事情，但是有时候做起来又是很困难的事情。
It is a good thing, but it's not always easy to accomplish.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为传福音不是我们去说服人家。
And we have to understand, spreading the good news is not we are the person to convince others.
我们没有办法说服人家。
Because we have no way, no ability to convince.
传福音不是去说服人家。
Doing missionary work is not to convince anyone.
不是跟人家来辩论。
It's not to argue with anybody.
只有神的灵自己去感动人家，神自己来说服人家。
Only through the Holy Spirit that one can be truly moved.
为什么保罗有挣扎？
Why Paul has struggled himself?
因为他的肉体，他自己的这个人性告诉他，这个福音没什么。
His own flesh tells him.That it's not a great deal.
这个十字架的道理很愚蠢。
The law of cross is pretty simple.
但是从圣灵的角度来看，这个十字架道理非常了不起。
But from the spiritual life, it's very important.
非常值得人家去接受。
It's very important for people to understand.
你不接受实在是太可惜了。
If we don't accept.It's a great tragedy.
你知道从前有一位画家
long ago there's a famous painter.
他在这个黄山呢，中国有很出名的地方叫黄山，他在黄山这个画画。
And he was painting in this place called Yellow Mountain.
他在这个架了一个这个画以后，他就画，画好以后呢，他要站远一点来看看这幅画到底怎么样。
Once he finished the painting, he took a step back and take a glance.
他往后退一点，再看看，再往后退一点。
And he was continued back a little distance away and to look at the painting.
他退到一个时候啊，后面已经是那个是万丈深渊，很快就要下去了。
When he backed to the point of a cliff,
这个时候怎么办呢？旁边来了一个人，看见他这个时候，他不敢叫，哇一叫他就下去了。
And when somebody saw him,And they couldn't dare to remind him that he is almost at the cliff.
他想出了一个办法。
And for fear of he might fall, and then he thought of one way.
他拿了一支他的画笔，在他的画上搞一个大告。
And the person who tried to remind him the best way to do is he picked up a brush and just ruined his painting.
这个时候他马上就过来了。
And then
你怎么搞我的
？Then he draw him back to the his painting to save him.
他拯救。
Because he was saved. Because otherwise he would fall off the cliff.
这就是这个道理。
And that's why.
今天我们很多时候给人家讲你是罪人。
Today we tell people we are sinners.
他不要听。
And we don't want to listen.
怎么我是罪人
？Why we are sinners?
我凭良心做人。
And I have all my conscience.
我比你们那些基督徒还好。
And I probably be better than those Christians.
他不知道自己的问题。
Because we don't know ourselves.
所以只有当我们把这个福音给他的时候，只有神自己的工作，他才能够得到拯救。
Only when the Holy Spirit moving among us and we accept the gospel, then.
首先，我们自己基督徒要清楚。
First, we have to be conscious ourselves.
戴德森牧师讲了一句很好的话，我很喜欢他。
Hudson Taylor said this.
他说，只有我们确实的知道地狱，我们才能够带领人逃避。
Only when we know the hell, then we would lead people to avoid it.
我们知道确实的知道天堂，我们才能带领人一起去。
Only if we know heaven.Then we can lead people there.
只有当我们确实知道基督耶稣，我们才可以把传福音当成生活的最高目的。
Only when we truly know Jesus Christ, then missionary work would be part of our life.
今天有不少基督徒，他对天堂、对地狱，他不是很清楚。
Today, many Christians don't have the clear concept of what is hell, what is heaven.
他不知道地狱的痛苦。
Nobody knows the suffering in hell.
他不知道天堂的美好。
Nobody knows the beauty of.
所以他也没有必要去跟人家分享。
Because it makes no difference to many of us.
当你知道了这个福音多么宝贵的时候，你是很自然的要跟人家分享。
Only when we know the truth of gospel, then we'll share with others.
一个大使命的基督徒，他是有一个动机的，他有一个爱在他的里面。
There's a motive of a great commissioned Christian. There's always a love within us.
其次，我要讲到一个大使命的基督徒，他不是光光靠嘴巴来讲，他更重视的是圣教。
And we want to emphasize the fact that Great Commission Christians is not teaching by words but through example.
我们神学院里有一个院长，他有一本书很出名的，叫 Lifestyle Evangelism.
And there was a book by the dean of my seminary school. The title is
Lifestyle Evangelism.
Lifestyle evangelism
翻成中文就是用生活的方式来传福音。
It is preaching the Bible through your own life.
不是靠你的嘴，现在我们有时候靠嘴巴来讲，讲不过人家。
It's not based on your own words, but your own action.
但是靠我们的生活，靠我们对人家的关心，我们的爱，它能感动人。
Through our own life, through our own love,for others.
当你把神的爱从你身上表现出来的时候，
if we can reveal the love of God through ourselves,
你的爱就能说明很多问题。
And through love, we can convince money.
如果我们信了耶稣以后，我们能够不挂虑，我们信了耶稣以后，我们能够有喜乐，有平安，我们这样一种快乐的生活自然会感动人家的。
And if we have inner peace within ourselves, and we have no worries, and also be happy, then we can convince others.
今天这个世界上是充满着困难。
Today's world fills with all kind of problems.
昨天这个是台湾的选举。
Yesterday was the election day in Taiwan.
我听到好几个电话告诉我啊，台湾选举。结果出来了。
And I've received several phone calls about the result.
有的人很担心说这个以后讨厌了，这个形势讨厌了。
Many are very worried for the future.
还有的人告诉我，他打个电话告诉我，他说反正我是美国籍了，无所谓。
There are others says, I'm American now, I don't worry.
你传福音的时候，你首先要对人有一种关心。
When we preach the gospel,And we first have to be concerned about others.
我们要对人有一种非常利益相关的一个关系。
And we have to know them really intimately.
所以保罗说，对犹太人，我就做犹太人。
That's why Paul says, for the Jews, I want to be a Jew.
对这个希腊人，我就做希腊人。
For the Greek, I want to be a Greek.
对软弱的人，我就做软弱的人。
And for the weak, I want to be the weak.
所以我现在也在学习，过去我不知道传福音怎么传法。
That's why now I continue to study, because in the past I didn't know how to spread the gospel.
现在我慢慢在学习怎么样去做跟他一样的人。
Now I gradually understand how to be others.
你对大陆来的很多这个博士生，你就要像博士生一样跟他谈。
For those who are PhDs from mainland, and I want to be a PhD like.
所以他们写的论文我也看。
And I read their dissertations.
我表示感谢，我表示对他们的这个工作的这个了不起。
And I praise their hard work.
这不是说我欺骗他，这是我希望我们互相接近。
The only purpose is to bring us together.
等一会我跟那个餐馆的人在一起，那我就要跟餐馆的人靠近。
When we meet those people in the restaurant, I'll be like them.
餐馆人就是怎么炒菜。
All what they do is to, is cooking.
他们拿小费，数小费。
They count the tips.
他们把小费看得很重。
This is very important for them.
我们要跟他有一种互相的了解。
And we need to understand them.
他们的苦难，他们的痛苦，我们要同情。
Their difficulty in their lives.
我们要关心大陆的人，我们要关心台湾的人，他们现在有一种担忧。我们刚才有一位姊妹提出来要为他们祷告，我们要真诚的祷告。
We care for those from mainland, we care for from Taiwan, and we care for their election and their future.
他们的平安就是我的平安。
Their peace is our peace.
他们的担忧就是我的担忧。
Their worry is our worry.
只有我跟他们的心连在一起，我们才可以把福音分享给他。
Only when we are closing our hearts, then we could spread the gospel.
否则你连讲话的资格都没有。
Otherwise, you wouldn't even have a chance to talk.
谁要听你
？Who wants to listen to you?
戴德森牧师说：“假如我有1000磅英镑，中国可以全数支取。”
Hudson Taylor says, if I have a thousand pound、
yes.
of gold.
No, 1,000 pound. Englishman.
English pound.
假如我有1000条生命，绝不留下一条不给中国。
And if I have 1,000 lives, I wouldn't save anyone for me, but would be all for the Chinese.
他把他的生命给了中国。
Because he gave his life to the Chinese.
他把他的钱给了中国。
He gave his all his wealth to the Chinese.
他跟中国人的心连在一起，他有一颗中国的心。
Because he has a heart for China.
我们也确实需要有这样的心，去关怀，去同情，去理解我们的同胞。
And we need such a heart for those.
只有这样，我们才可以救一些人。
Only this way we can save some.
Elaine Luke 到了菲律宾，他把菲律宾的人当成他自己的亲人。
Elaine Luke is in Philippines, and he lived with the family, and those are her families.
Elaine Chen 到了中国，他把中国的人当成他自己的亲人。
Elaine Chen is in China, and many of her families there.
他实际上在美国长大。
She grew up in America.
她中文都不大会讲。
And she doesn't speak much Chinese.
但是她在那里努力学习中文。
But she studied Chinese very hard there.
她把中国的人朋这个同胞看成是她自己的兄弟姐妹。
And she treats those Chinese students as her own brothers and sisters.
她从她的身上表露出一种对中国的关怀。
And she revealed all her love for the Chinese through her own life.
我们都是很大部分人在这里都是中国人，虽然有些不是，他们很关心我们的。
Most of us here are Chinese, even those who are not, and are very much care for the Chinese.
我们这个教会一定要有这样一种精神，我们要关心我们的同胞。
And all of us here, we need that heart to care for the Chinese.
我们要跟他们靠拢。
And we want to be close to them.
我们跟他们要有共同的语言。
We'll find the common languages among us.
我们要想他们所想的。
We'll think their way.
只有这样，你传福音很容易。
When we can achieve that, and preaching the gospel is not difficult.
因为他知道你关心他，他知道你不是坏意，他知道你不是要想害他。
Because they know where we come from.
有些不幸的朋友常常不了解，因为我们传福音是我们自己要想得到什么冠冕。
Very often among the non-believers, when they see you preaching gospel to them, they think we are for ourselves for some crown.
很自私的目的，好像你就要想到神那里去得到好的奖赏，所以你才传福音给人家。
Because we seem to have selfish motives.
人家有一种成见。
Because they have prejudice.
其实我们传福音给别人，我们不是为了奖赏。
And in fact, this is not we are for ourselves.
我们是为了我们的父亲，他爱罪人。
It is for our Father in heaven because he loves sinners.
因为我们的神不希望一个人进地狱，他希望所有的人 都到天堂。
Because our Heavenly Father didn't want anyone have to slip into hell.
我们的神不是一个非常严格的、非常残暴的一个君王。
Our God is a loving God.
他是一个充满着慈爱的神。
He is a loving God.
他愿意所有的人都来接受这样一个好消息。
He wants everyone to receive that good news.
所以上一个星期我在那个餐馆里，我就给他们讲，如果把圣经的话全部集中到一句，就是一句话的话，是哪一句话呢？
Last week I was in the restaurant. I was asking the question, if we summarize the whole Bible in one sentence, what would be that?
就是约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他自己的独生子赐给他。
And it would be John chapter 3, verse 16. God loved the world. Let me make sure.
爱到这样一个程度，他把自己的独生子都不要了，都愿意给我们。还有什么他不愿意舍不得呢？
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish,But have eternal life.
亲爱的朋友啊，很多人怀疑我们的动机。
Dear friends, many doubt our motives.
怀疑我们为什么要这样去传福音。
And can't understand why we do that.
其实我们的动机非常简单。
Our motives are pretty simple.
就是因为这位神这样的爱你，他是我的父亲，我的父亲这样的爱你，我怎么可以不爱你？
It is because our Heavenly Father so loved the world, and we love the world too.
如果我要称为他的儿女，我称为他的儿子，我不能跟我父亲的心在一起，我怎么配得上称为他的儿子？
Because we want to be the Son of God, and then we have to carry His will.
所以有的人不相信我们的动机，因为他们在这个世界上，他知道没有很多人有好的动机。
When people doubt our motives, because they know in the world there's not many pure hearts.
很多人是带着目的，他有企图，他要想从你身上赚钱，他要想从你身上得到好处，所以他才给你好处。
Because worldly manners would always have.Motives are hidden behind.
他们不相信这是一个礼物，是一个非常贵重的礼物。
That is why many won't believe the gospel is a.
没有关系。
And
如果你现在不能相信
，If you can't believe right now,
我们有这么多的大使命的基督徒。
Then we have many great commission Christians among us.
他们会用他们的行动来向你证明他们的动机到底是什么。
They'll prove to you they have good motives through their life.
他们不会不仅用他们的言论，用他们的讲的话，他们更会用他们的行动，用他们的爱心来告诉你，神爱世人。
They'll not only tell you in words that God loved the world, but they'll through their lives they'll show you in example.
不仅是 Elaine Luke 在菲律宾 ，Elaine Chen 在中国，我们这里还有很多 Elaine。在山镇，他们同样的也是宣教士。
Not only Elaine Luke in Philippines, Elaine Chen in China, then we believe we have many missionaries here in Tri-Cities.
我们每一个人都是宣教士，只不过我们宣教的地点不一样。
We are all missionary alliance, and we are only in a different location.
我们也要把神的爱从我们身上，从我们的生活里。见证出去。
We want to witness the love of God through our lives.
我们人生的最高的目的就是让我们的同胞，让我们的朋友，让我们周围的人也能够一起来分享这位基督的爱。
The highest purpose of our life is to let all the people around us know the love of God.
当你得到了这样的爱以后，你才会体会到。这是多么的值得！
When you feel that love, you feel the total freedom.
你才能够体会到我们这样做也是非常值得的。
And you know, and we sacrifice all, it's all worth it.
让我们每个人每一个基督徒都能成为一个大使命的基督徒。
Now I wish everyone, every Christian here would be a great commission Christian.
我们这个山镇就是我们宣教的地点。
And the Tri-City is a great mission ground.
我们这个宣道会的名字就是这样来的，基督徒和宣教士。
And that's our name, as Christians and a missionary.
我们每个人既是基督徒，也是宣教士。
And we are Christians and a missionary at the same time.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his word.